With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, for the first day or two, it was just a minor annoyance. A month later, this government shutdown has people, a lot of people, very worried. Vice President J.D. Vance says as the stalemate drags on, it is raising concerns about air safety.
I worry about the people who are scanning our bags and making us get through the security line. I worry they're not getting paychecks. They're starting to get worried about how to feed their families and how to pay school tuition and everything else. I worry about the pilots who haven't gotten paid in a long time. I worry about the air traffic controllers who, of course, make this entire system extra safe. I worry about them, you know, more worried about their credit card bill than they should be because they're not getting a paycheck because Democrats refuse to open the government.
In Louisiana, where nearly 20% of the residents receive SNAP benefits, lawmakers there authorizing $150 million, that's in state funding, to help avoid Saturday's expected interruption in payments. Hurricane Melissa leaving behind death and destruction. Here's Karen Chamis.
Dennis Sulu, the UN resident coordinator in Jamaica, said,
"What we are seeing in preliminary assessments is a country that's been devastated to levels never seen before."
Catastrophic flooding occurred in Haiti, where dozens were dead or missing. Eastern Cuba had blown off roofs, downed power lines and crop damage. Hurricane conditions were forecast to continue in the Bahamas into the morning and were expected to affect Bermuda later on Thursday as the storm passes. I'm Karen Chamas.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles stripping his brother Prince Andrew of any remaining titles and evicting him from his royal residence. That move follows revelations about Andrew's relationship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. This is SRN News. One Australian state reverses itself when it comes to transgenderism.
In Queensland, the government has decided to return to the traditional definition of men and women, rejecting the previous government's definition of a woman as, quote, all people who identify as a woman or a girl. Much of the Anglosphere and Europe is doing a 180 on transgenderism after initially embracing the ideology. Now, amidst protests from clergymen, conservatives, and feminists, many governments are turning their backs on this aspect of the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
100 days to go until the Winter Games in Italy. U.S. Olympic Committee has begun the process of attempting to keep males from getting into female events. The committee now requires athletes who want to compete in women's events to take the SRY gene test, which identifies the Y chromosome found in males. This is SRN News. Wall Street's upward streak, well, it's over.
Stocks fell on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 fell 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 1.6%. Wall Street weighed mixed developments on the U.S.-China trade war and profits for big tech companies. The U.S. is trimming tariffs on China following a meeting between leaders of both nations, but major tensions remain. Tech stocks were the biggest drag on the broader market. Facebook parent Meta Platforms and Microsoft fell. Google's parent Alphabet rose following its latest profit report. Damian Troisi, New York.
Apple delivering financial results during the summertime quarter, exceeding analyst projections. The performance, by the way, was driven by strong demand for the premium models of the iPhone 17 lineup that went on sale last month. More details at srnnews.com.